Hi, it's Scarlett, and welcome to Hot in Arizona. You know, that is so weird to say without Kelly being here, just on my own, nobody to supervise me. And already I miss her. And if you didn't hear last week's episode, Kelly's fine, she's doing great, but she's got a lot on her plate right now. She's got her own business, and she works full-time and kids, and so she's a busy gal, and her business is really starting to take off, and I'm really happy for her for that. So that has kind of left me here for a little while to kind of hold down the fort. And wow, funny that I said fort. You know, I was going through some pictures and things. I had to take a bunch of pictures off my phone and off my Google Drive, and that's a story for a whole nother day. Oh man, what a circus that was. But I found some old pictures of my youngest son, and he was in Civil Air Patrol, and I found some old pictures of him at encampment, which is a weekend thing that they do with the Civil Air Patrol down at Fort Huachuca. Now, if anybody knows, you know, Fort Huachuca is in Sierra Vista, south of Phoenix, and it's really kind of a nice area down there. I mean, I really liked it. I stayed in a hotel down there when he graduated from his little weekend, and because I had to be there early in the morning, and you know, I don't do mornings. And it was really kind of a nice city. It was a very comfortable city. It was appeared very, very clean, and I really liked it. So I'm going through these pictures and just remembering those times and how much fun it was. Just, I spent a lot of time with him doing this little extracurricular activity. And he came by the other day. He wanted to just, you know, talk and catch up, shoot the breeze, you know. I feel lucky that he still likes to do that. But he is in a job that it's kind of a high-stress job, and he hasn't even been there a year. They've already, sent him to different states and to help set things up and fill in, and they have promoted him. And I'm so, so proud of him. And he came by yesterday, and we were talking about things, and he's still very young, okay? He is still just a baby. And they've given him a lot of responsibility with this supervisory position. So, of course, now he's in charge of other people, and he was telling me stories about things that are going on at work and things that he's run into and come up against and how he has handled them. And yeah, okay, proud mom moment. I am just so proud of him. And a lot of this really has to do with the Civil Air Patrol, I do believe. I think that extracurricular activities for kids are really important in forming who they are when they become adults. I know that there are a lot of people that, oh man, their kids are like in everything under the sun, and I kind of feel sorry for those kids because I don't really think you get the full spectrum of what each activity should do for you. And of course, then your parents are all running around, they're all haggard and mad, you know, because things are going to get missed, right? And you're going to get mad at people. You're going to get mad because you have to rush home and you got to cook dinner and you're not eating right and the house is a mess. And well, then stop with all the extracurriculars and just pick one or two. I really think that there should be a limit, especially if you have more than one kid. Oh, come on, don't do that to yourself. You're just setting yourself up. But I do think that having kids in something that they love, is really important for their development. How many times? Okay, so I love watching all these like silly little movies. My friend calls them, I don't remember what she calls them, they're like teenager movies, and it never fails, you know, the teenage son, and he gets all upset, you know, I only play football to please you, Dad, you know, because he wants to be an underwater basket weaver. He doesn't really want to play football. And so I think it's important that kids get to pick out this stuff on their own, something that they truly love. And if they don't love it, let it be okay that they don't and that they choose something else. Don't push, I don't think it's right to push your feelings onto them or your wants, trying to relive your childhood. It's not going to end well. It just isn't. Both of my boys were, now my oldest, he was in, he was a Boy Scout. And he really enjoyed that. He's a very outdoorsy kind of guy. And so he got to hike in some of the most beautiful places here in Arizona. He's gone rim to rim at the Grand Canyon, and he has hiked the Superstitions. And he's the guy that you want with you, you know, when you're out there in the wilds, because I would feel safe knowing that he would know how to take care of everything. My younger son, sure, he enjoys outdoors, but he likes a little bit different things. And so he found the Civil Air Patrol all on his own, and it worked out really well for him. He loves to fly. He loves to be in the air. And by the time this kid was like 14, 15 years old, he's flying the CAP Cessna. And he enjoyed that and loved that. And it's, you know, it's an auxiliary arm of the Air Force, and so it's all paramilitary. It fit him to a T. And there are things that, even if, you know, maybe your kids aren't into that, but maybe they do want to do something like football or ballet or, you know, some kind of dance or basketball, sports, whatever, it really is good for them because it helps to improve their physical health. And it gets them motivated, right? How many times we see these kids, they're just stuck on their phones, which I really lucked out. My kids didn't really do that. But by having these extracurricular activities, it motivates them to stay physical. And of course, if we can get them being physical, you know, we lower their risk of depression, obesity, low metabolism, and it gets them off of that screen time. I think that is so important. And that's another thing that even these, you know what, I'm not going to call them extracurricular activities anymore. It's too hard to say. We're just going to call it ECA. If we can get them off of that screen time, it's going to also boost their mental health, right? Because how many times have we heard about these kids that were online, they're getting bullied, they compare themselves to others, and that is just not the way we want to go. It's just horrible to see what it does to some of these kids. Having these ECAs has been shown in some studies that kids that participate, they are more satisfied. They're less anxious, which is really important. You know, even with adults, I just got a new phone. I've had it for a few days now. I have not downloaded any social media to my phone. And I have never been happier. I am telling you, if you want to be happy, get rid of Facebook and Instagram, and everybody on there is just crabby. So I have felt so much better not getting into that. And that's what we want for our kids, right? Kids, grandkids, you don't want them having to go through that. And these ECAs also boost self-esteem. It gives them not only self-esteem, but confidence. And it gives them new skills. It lets them know that their thoughts and their opinions matter. It can help with time management skills. Boy, let me tell you, my son in CAP, they met once a week. I would drop him off and then pick him up later. But then he was also on the color guard, and that also met on a different day. But with that, I got to stay and hang out, and he had to learn the time management skills. He had to learn, because I wasn't going to do it for him, he had to learn to say, okay, I have to be there at this time, I have other things I need to get done, homework, whatever, and he had to make sure that it all fit in there and he wasn't missing out on anything. It also helps with community development. If you can get your kids, you know, some of these things, they don't have to be school-based. CAP was not school-based. Boy Scouts was not school-based. You can get them into these volunteer programs, And it helps to give them community development. It helps them to be proud of where they live. It helps to give compassion towards others. And they become self-efficient. So I'm sitting here listening to my son as he's telling me this, all these stories from his job. And he worked on the 4th of July. And I said, wow, you know, what? How come? And he said, well, there was another guy who, you know, I switched these areas with him because he has a family. And if he had stayed on the area he was going to be in, it would get him home late. He says, you know, I'm single. I don't have a family. So I switched with him so that he could get home to be with his kids and watch fireworks. And I thought, who is this kid? Seriously, who is this man sitting in front of me? But he learned these things by participating in these activities where he learned to have all these different skills. And so it is now playing out in his adult life. And I think that that is very, very important, especially with the crazy stuff that keeps going on. And a lot of these people that we see that are involved in this, there's always something off with them. They're, you know, they're camped out in a basement someplace, or they're always the quiet ones. Or get your kids out. Get them out and involved so that they are learning to become a part of something that will help them and help boost their confidence and their self-worth and their mental health. I really do think that that is important to, you know, play off of your child's strengths. If they're an artist, you know, don't send them to a karate class, but see if it's something, you know, just make sure that it's something that they like and they enjoy. And be supportive, no matter what it is. If it's not something that is your taste, I'll tell you, there were a couple of times when I thought, oh my gosh, really? I gotta go drop him off at Civil Air Patrol? I don't, you know, it just wasn't my thing. But he loved it. And what it did for him is just immeasurable. And I can't even put a price on that. Can't even put a price on that. So if you have a kid that's hanging out in the summer, see if you can get them involved in something. Even at the local library, they have different clubs there. They have book clubs for teens. They have computer clubs. Some libraries have language clubs where they can learn to speak another language. Get them out there and let them learn a new set of skills. Let them learn how to be around all different kinds of people. I think that the benefits are just amazing. And sometimes, you know, you might not see the total benefits. I think I got really lucky that I'm getting to see that. Because once they move on, sometimes you don't always get that glimpse into their personal life. But when you do, it really is worth it. Really is worth it. And that's what's going to bring me to what's hot in Arizona. And this is kind of funny. I'm not a big fast food person. Once upon a time I was, but not anymore. And I try to eat healthier. But speaking of Fort Huachuca, did you know that Arizona was the home to the first McDonald's drive-thru? And it was in Fort Huachuca, down in Sierra Vista. So being Fort Huachuca is an Army base. And it is actually an active Army base. It's been there for, 140 some odd years. And there was a McDonald's, like there is on a lot of bases, right? And this is not like actually on the base itself. It is off of the actual base, but in the city of Sierra Vista. And a lot of the soldiers, if they were out and about in town, they wanted something to eat. Well, the thing was, they weren't supposed to be seen in uniform, just out and about. You couldn't go shopping. You couldn't go into a restaurant or things like that. And this was back in the 70s. So I think it was like 1975. So they weren't allowed to walk around in uniform. McDonald's filled a need, right? Necessity is the mother of invention. They said, hey, no need to get out of your car. We're going to open up a window right here. You just drive on through and we'll go ahead and serve you your happy meal right like that. I thought that was very, very cool. Now, of course, the McDonald's down there, it has changed quite a bit. It is very modern and pretty now. But it did play a very large role in the world of fast food. It is located at 1802 East Fry Boulevard in Sierra Vista. So if you're ever in the area, head on through and get yourself a little something, something. I know everybody's like, it's not good food though. But there are some healthier options. I mean, honestly, if you're down there for breakfast, the Egg McMuffin, it's not, you know, totally great. But ingredients are simple and it doesn't put a lot of sauces and condiments on it. So about 310 calories, it wouldn't be too bad. They've got oatmeal too. You can do that. Filet of fish isn't bad. And you know what? Instead of French fries, now this is hard. This is hard because I love me some French fries. But instead of ordering French fries, order the apple slices. They have apple slices. Get apple slices instead of French fries. And that's like, what, 15 calories for their little pouch of apple slices as opposed to 220 calories for a small French fry. So switch that out. Go on down, pay homage down there to the first drive-through McDonald's right here in our very own Sierra Vista down at Fort Huachuca. And that's all I have for you this week. I want to appreciate you guys very much. Thank you, thank you, if you are joining me on my solo endeavor. It's new, it's different. It's weird not to have Kelly here sitting next to me. But we'll see how long her hiatus lasts. She says it's going to be a couple months, so we'll see. We'll keep our fingers crossed, see what happens. And in the meantime, you can go ahead and follow Hot in Arizona on Instagram. I have fallen a little bit behind there, especially because, like I said, I have not downloaded anything onto my new phone, and I got to figure out because I forgot all of the passwords, and now I don't even know how to get into Instagram on my new phone. So that'll be fun and exciting. And you can also follow me, Scarlett, at Heart Prince AZ on Facebook and Instagram. I have posted some videos on Facebook for organizing your purse and most recently your car. I still have another video for that to put up. And then don't forget to keep an eye on Kelly over at Healthy Heart and Happy Soul on Instagram and also her website, Healthy Heart and Happy Soul. .health.blog. That's a hard one for me to remember. But anyway, I hope that everybody has a fantastic week, and we will talk to you later. Bye.